You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, what a good looking Friday. Thank you, Lisa Hale. New Wisco Weekend is such a fantastic show. And I'll tell you something else that's fantastic, our free ticket giveaway. It is Free Ticket Friday, your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets for Friday, May 16th, as the Brewers take on Minnesota. Here's how you can win.
All right. Our key word is run. R-U-N, run. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword RUN to be entered into this statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is R-U-N, RUN! Text it now for your chance to win.
Do it right now. Again, Jim and John are playing against some of the other morning shows in Civic Media, so we want to do really well right now. So text the keyword RUN right now, and then your next chance to play will be after 9 o'clock this morning with Matt and Air on Air. That's Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. Free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor.
Outstanding. We got Mark Houston in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark. Hey, I want to throw this out. If somebody wants us to give out a Mother's Day shout-out, moms out there.
Sure, we'll do
please
that.
Please let us know. Just text in. We'll make sure we do a shout out.
I will also say this. We kind of missed a happy birthday yesterday.
Nikki.
And I'm wondering if you might.
Yeah.
The mic is open.
No, that's why we missed it.
She listening?
She may be.
Hey, this birthday salutation goes out to one of our good friends, former great athlete at West De Pere High School, professional baseball, and all points in between. Nikki Z, this is for you.
Happy birthday to you.
A long rendition. Cha-cha.
Happy
birthday
to you. Happy birthday, dear Nikki. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Nikki Z.
Good, Nikki. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that was memorable.
For all the other ladies out there,
that could be
pass
for
on
you.
That, yeah, it could be for you,
sir. John, it's my wife's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Ann.
Oh, there you
I'll
go.
Just say that. You don't need to sing
no, no,
we got
no,
time.
No, we're out of time.
Bella Health can pay for it. We got
look
time.
At the time.
And happy Mother's Day to my wife.
Right.
Absolutely. And my mother this weekend. It's always been a fun weekend.
But, yes.
So, and all the mothers out there.
Yeah. What did you, Chris, she's not your mother, but what did you buy your son to give your wife? Like for Mother's Day, like what do you, did you do something? Are you doing botanical gardens? Or are you doing something that's one of these freebies that are out there?
Oh, Jim,
what did you do for your mother?
Jim, Mother's Day.
Right away, Todd. Are you going, taking one of the champagne brunches? Are you taking them to the
Todd's crying in there.
Hey, did you get any freebies? Which freebie did you take advantage of?
We didn't do anything yet, but I think she wants to maybe go out for brunch.
There you go.
Yes, nice. I looked at things, and it's going to be a great weekend, great weather.
You could
get outside and enjoy it.
My wife loves working in the garden, so I'm getting her some new equipment.
Ooh.
Like what?
Well, she those
I got your spade.
No, those pruning shears that are like big.
Oh, okay.
Not just those little ones in your hand.
Yeah, those are good.
I know. She wants one of those.
You take down trees with those things.
She's probably listening. That's what I'm going to get you, honey. I'm going there. And then there's something else she said she wanted. But gardening stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing that, but I know what she wants, so I'll just, you know, I don't know, Menards or something, go pick it up. That's what I'll get something practical.
Amazon.
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. So your daughters are full grown, or they're grown-ups, or whatever you want. And your son's still young enough that he doesn't have a job type of thing.
Nope.
Okay. At what point does the dad not
do stuff for the kid to do stuff for the mom, where the kid wants to say, you know what? I'm good. I got this taken care of, Dad. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, Dom's got more money than me. Mm-hmm. So I even tell Julia, I said, she doesn't have a sugar daddy. She has a sugar son. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he'll take her to Kohler and, you know, go into those champagne brunches and whatever, whatever. At what point, like, what your daughters did did it was like, they were happy. It's like, I'm going to do this on my own.
I don't know if I'm there yet. I mean, we always financed it.
With the doctor?
My kids all make more than I do. I mean, that's weird that your kids make more than you, but that's the way the world, and I'm glad it's that way, right? But it wasn't, I don't think it was when I was growing up.
Well, being in the media, that's pretty usual. Todd, that's pretty normal.
Kids make more than you. Yes, sir.
I don't know. That's a good question. But even in high school, I did finance that. I just want to tell you that. They went and picked out the gifts.
Yeah. All right.
So there's got to be a time when your son picks it out. You don't pick it out and give it to him and say, give this to your mother.
No, he actually had some good
ideas. Oh, he's doing it now? All right, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, no, we were, I won't say what it is because still have to pick it up. But we did, there's some good ideas.
Yes.
And he's creative.
If they have the ideas, right. Yep. But you're still picking up the tab, as you should.
No, tell him to grab his money.
he's selling stuff left over from the draft.
That's right.
Did you see that? They're doing that now. There's this huge auction with stuff left over from the draft.
Well,
true story. I mean, I think it's an auction house. They must have had a contract with stuff. Although, was it you telling me? Who is it telling us, Jim? Somebody on here about at the green room. They're working the green room, and like after like some of their kids were picked, they're walking out with like pillows and stuff from the green room.
Memory.
Yeah. Well, this is I saw one of the draft picks. Yeah.
Right.
It was funny because I saw a draft pick that said 2025 NFL draft, and they had him flying to the team. And the mom was carrying one of the pillows, on the plane stuff. And I'm thinking, I guess that stuff left.
Right. But the stuff is discounted a little bit because a friend of mine went and bought a hat. And
six people from out of the area ask me to get them a hoodie or something.
It's not that much discounted. I thought it'd be discounted like 50%. It was like, I don't know, $10 off, but maybe 40 to 30. I guess that's significant. But anyway, they're discounting that stuff, but it's not a fire sale.
I think it's 30% down right now.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah. But yeah. The look on Jim's face while John sang happy birthday was priceless. Great job, John. You could sing to me any day. Okay. Vicky. Thank you, Vicky.
Okay. All right.
Hey, and this is my first time on it. Congratulations to you guys for your, it's second place. I didn't even know this was a radio show. And I thought this was just hanging out every Friday, so congratulations.
Well, you should congratulate yourself. You're a part of it.
You are.
No,
you
this are. Is this. But you know what? It's all the listeners and everyone. This has been wonderful the last couple of years. I think you guys have done a great job.
Thank you, Mark. Buddy. But our taglines, we're asking for a tagline with mine and the mayor. No one has said.
At the end of the day, we're announcing a winner.
But no one has said. Mine on the Mayor, informing us about things going on in the local community. I haven't heard, I've seen that one yet.
Mine on the Mayor, more information in 3 hours.
Local community, and bringing in the guests to elevate their nonprofits. None of that. It's
most
all
of them are snarky.
Off the rails. They are. They're snarky. That's a good word for it.
Great for your listeners.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the one in the lead was
maybe
Bart
I'm one of them.
As long as they're happy.
You guys are informative, you're entertaining, you're so-and-so. Oh, wait a minute. That was the guys that beat you.
That's the kind of that's what we get.
That's what we get. So
thank
the
you,
poll
Mark.
Is still open. The contest is still open. Mine on the Mayor. Right. Fill in the blanks. $25 gift certificate going to somebody.
There you go.
But, so, buddy.
Yep.
The old term about drinking out of a fire hose for about 2 months.
Yeah.
You were that guy. And you almost look more relaxed now than, I'll tell you what, the night of the draft, I've never seen you look stressed before. But when you're walking around with a walkie-talkie, it's like, what do you mean a bus got an accident? What do you mean? And you had everybody coming up and asking you things to the point where I'm like, hey, I don't want to wait in this line. You get us a beer. I mean, you look stressed that night, and you honestly look more relaxed right now than you have for a while.
Yeah, I think I've slept better in the last week.
Well, you're sleeping in your office, right?
Yeah, and even that next week, I struggled with sleep. I think everyone did. This is a huge event for, the NFL draft was huge, and what a great, it was a great opportunity. John and I were just talking before, and I don't know if I'd want to do it every year. I think every year you get better because you now know what you're going into.
Totally agree.
I think that was the biggest thing that every community
could not agree more.
If you have not done it, you don't know what to expect. You have to pivot. You have to change things.
Yeah, everything went very well. I mean, just, I don't know how you would rate it, A, B, C, D, from your vision, but you know, the chief, of course, put in A because there's only one arrest, 600,000, you know, or 200,000 people a day. I just, what's next? I just, when I talked to a guy yesterday, Brian Johnson, who was actually on this Lean Local. Okay, so we did that, and it was successful, right? I mean, probably the lowest grade is going to be a C+, B minus, right? Everything was pretty good. So now what? We're not going to get the draft for at least another 10 years, yep. if then. So what are we going to do? We got, are you following this concert series that's going on in Wisconsin? You know, Summerfest, they own it. But then Harley Davidson is picking up these concerts, and now Camp Randall, do you see their lineup? Yep. And I hope we can turn this into something for Lambeau to get. I'm talking about the Stones and something big.
No, I think it'd be awesome. I think it. That's what
we can
did.
Do it.
I think it showed everyone that, you know, right. like, we can do it. You know, you can put on these events. I think the other thing is, though, it's to remind people looking right out here on the, you know, on the deck or concert stuff that's down here, 4th of July. There's so many different events that we put on.
Right.
When I say we. That the community puts
well,
on.
Bell's
it doesn't
a big part of it.
But I mean, it's the whole community. And that includes, though, not just Green Bay. That's Appleton, Oshkosh.
Oh, totally.
That's Marinette.
Yeah.
There are so many things. So just to get out and check out, you know, some of these activities, especially when we get warm weather.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing about that, too. It's like, okay, like, it seemed like everybody was so overly concerned about where to park, where to drive. And it's like 99% of the people I know around, it's like, we got this.
There's nothing.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
The parking.
We know where to go. We know all the roads. We know every place to park.
Right.
We're fine.
Parking wasn't, honestly, I don't think parking was a issue.
Right.
Yeah. People were expecting to walk.
And it's going to be interesting to see the cost on this. I asked him yesterday about that. I mean, there was some money, right, put into public safety and DPW, and we have the DPW coming on. But with all that said, we can do this, so let's do it again. Well, the draft's not coming for 10 years. Well, there's other draft-type events out there. I mean, you look at what Oshkosh does with the EAA, what Appleton does with the Mile of Music, and, you know, we host the Packers 10 times, which I think is great, but I just think there's a big, big event we could get here, maybe two or three, because we can do it.
Yeah, Mino and the Mayor, maybe on a live
absolutely.
Stage.
Absolutely.
I mean, put a concert with that, doing all day.
By the way, Todd, I got an email from Vicky from the Chamber of Commerce in Oshkosh.
No, not Vicky.
Oh, not Vicky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Connie. Yep.
She's talked to the guy to get me to introduce George Thorogood.
I know.
At Waterfest.
Don't hold your breath on that.
Bad of the bone. What do you think?
Don't hold your breath
I might even be on stage with him, like, singing a little bit. I'll drink alone.
Until the police come
scotch,
in and drag you off the stage,
beer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited about that. Me and George hanging out together afterwards on my boat.
It hasn't been confirmed. It's just an idea.
Right. But she's just going to get him off the phone. Okay, I'll look at it. And he takes that as, I'm on.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, Mark, I got to be honest with you. The other day I walked here on the track and everything like that. Yep. And there's something about, okay, so yesterday I was on the treadmill because that wind was like 90 miles an hour here. The treadmill seemed twice as long than walking. There's something about when
tough.
The weather's nice and you're how much further you can go versus inside. Is it mentally some kind of, what is it?
I think it is. I think sometimes, you know, that's why people put on a TV or a radio show or listen to a podcast just to, because, nice out, but even during the middle of winter, man, it's, they just had to get 2 miles in.
That's what I mean. You're on the trail and you're just looking at the thing. Oh, how much further? How much further? And when I walk here in that nice day, it's like, I don't want to stop.
And I need to get back doing it. But, you know, I would do my nightly walks last year. And I tell you what, I'd love, honestly, just checking out different people's homes or seeing what's in the neighborhood. I mean, I think that's what your mind gets off things. Where if you're in a room and you're seeing the same thing or the dog sitting there or the, you know,
that
TV's not on.
And driving by is one thing, but walking by is a totally different view. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Just different things you see of a
and the people
neighbors
come
or
say hello,
just
right.
waving or whatever it is. Yeah.
I got a great neighborhood to walk around into, and I just, you know, I need to do that more, but it's just a different
bigger appreciation. Here's another thing. We have this trail. I'll just bring it up. We have this trail. It's amazing how much people don't know about the trail in town. So.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Man. air here on a beautiful Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM. Forecast sunny, high in the low 70s today. Looks like a great weekend coming up. Once again, birthday-wise, Prince Fielder is 41. Billy Joel is 76, Candace Bergen 79, Tommy Rowe is 83. It is Free Ticket Friday, which is a very cool event we've got going on here right now. Mark Cusin in the house from Bell and Sports Medicine. What is going on, Mark? Let's talk about some kid sports.
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing I was just going to talk about, a few people brought it up. John, you talked about, you know, hey, nice weather's come out in the last couple weeks, but it's gotten a little bit cooler. On some days, you know, yesterday winds were blowing and it really wasn't that warm. And some people ask about, you know, what should my kid be wearing for sports, you know, and baseball, softball and track. I think the biggest thing to remember is it may be beautiful at noon or 2 o'clock, but what's it like at 4:30, 5:30, 6:30 when your kid needs to be playing out in the field? And, you know, it's great to have a t-shirt on, but think of your kids standing in the outfield or think of your kids at a track meet and not have, you know, so it's one of those things being prepared, you know, today's supposed to be a beautiful day. I think high of 77. But what's it going to be like at 6:30 if you're standing at a track meet? You know, making sure you have extra sweats, even jackets. The same thing even if you're a fan sitting there at a game. You know, sadly, gloves and a hat maybe. You know, I mean, and it's not saying that you're a wimp wearing them, but it gets cold. So my biggest thing is how do you get your kids prepared, get them warmed up, staying warm, and then making sure, you know, our big things is pitchers and like baseball, softball, making sure that they're probably wearing an undershirt, you know, not just standing there in a t-shirt. Because if they're standing outfield, they may be standing there for 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I think the biggest thing is being prepared, think ahead, plan ahead, have that bag of extra supplies.
Hey, and you make a good point about the fans because all you do is think about the weather. Oh, I can't wait till this is over. Whereas if you're feeling good, it's like, I hope this goes on forever. You know what I mean? I think that's a good point to just bring an extra something.
And the equipment's out there nowadays. They've got so many advances.
For the kids, you know, I mean, dry fit shirts that are light. You know, if you sweat, they're not going to feel real heavy, but you can put that on. My own son went on a field goal trip yesterday. You know, had pants on. It was cool. Was able to take those off, and he had shorts on.
Right.
Probably because, as I was told, he was trying to get a turtle at some nature preserve, and, you know, probably made a mess and stuff. Okay. But good old Charlie.
Hey, do you remember back in the days of Major League Baseball, as soon as a pitcher would come off into the, it didn't matter if it was 100 degrees, he'd take a jacket and he'd just put it on up to his shoulder. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You know, that was a big thing. You know, I mean, sometimes you still need to do it. Like you said, we live in Northeast Wisconsin. Yeah, what happens in Oshkosh, what happens in Marinette may be completely different, you know? So it's like making sure that you're just staying warm and, you know, again, what kid is your position?
Hey, I have to ask you one sports question right now in regards to an injury. So, Seth, I love the NBA playoffs. Yeah. I pay zero attention to the NBA up until the playoffs, okay? Steph Curry.
Yep.
Class 1 hamstring. What's worse, class 4 or class 1?
What's worse is 4. It really okay. Be 3, perhaps. Probably 1, 2, 3. So, he's got a 1. I've heard he's out a week. I think he has to also look at that as you don't want this to be a long-term thing.
Because I'm just thinking of the Christian Watsons and the people around here with those hamstrings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's being read by an MRI. So they look at that MRI and going, okay, it's a mild, you know, let's term grade 1 is a mild hamstring strain. Okay, now they're going to look and say, what can he do? You know, they'll do treatment on him. They'll do modalities. They'll do exercises. But if he can't function, doesn't mean if they say, well, he was supposed to be back in a week. He can't run, you know. So if we're a week out or 2 weeks out and he can't run and cut, he's not going to go back out there. You know, the technology is great on the front end of having MRIs and stuff, but you still have to use your brain, your knowledge, and your people to say, okay, what can he do? What can't he do? You don't want to re-injure this again. You don't want it to be a 1.
They're easy to re-injure, aren't they?
Yeah, and then does it start going to next year? And does it bug him the rest of his career? Because back in 2025, he had to play in a playoff game. Now, we all know, I mean, if they're down 0-3 or something like that, he may not play the next game. You know, I mean, so he's going to have to look at, you know, his own health.
But
and
1 is the least.
Least.
Okay.
Yeah, mild.
And then we got at Amplify, Bellin. The Bellin's coming up again.
Yeah.
June, what is it? 12th?
I believe it's June 11th.
11th.
I should know this, but I think it's the 11th.
We had Randy on too, who, like you, is very, you know, into the community and into the health and wellness. But You know, we can start working on that now.
Yeah, we want to bring them back. There are already some training runs that go on.
Are the training runs started already?
Nate Vandervest does training runs on Nate's Wednesdays. Awesome. He's been pushing those, and they've been getting some good attendance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they even had a change for the week with the draft and moved it in another location.
All right.
People still came out.
Awesome. And I think what's cool about the Bell, and I mean, it's only a 10K, but to do it, it's just, it's not that much pressure because you got those heats now. So if you run a little later, there's people who walk the Bell.
And I think the thing with it was we also added now, it's the 10K is what's been there the whole time.
Right.
We've now added a 5K. So there's a smaller route.
Nice.
So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're youth or if you're an adult or a grandparent, you could walk it. You know what I mean? So there's different options you can go. And I think it's a great way.
That's
it's
a
right
fun event.
School. Yeah. Oh, school's getting event. Done. Right. Kind of start a summer. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to end or start your summer.
And the events after are fun. And it's just, the money goes to charity. So it's a great thing to do. And you're right. It's start of summer. Let's get healthy this summer. And
exactly.
But right now you're doing the training runs. People should need to look into that because it's or just start walking. But
start walking, just being active.
Right.
You know, we had a Marinette 5K, which was a run that was up in Marinette this last week. 5K, small race, 3.1 miles. But, you know, it was awesome to see also we had some people that had total joints or a heart attack. And they did a parking lot walk. It wasn't competitive, but what a great opportunity.
Sure.
Just to get out and do something with your family.
Yeah.
So. And I'll tell you what, like we were talking about, you know, like at the Croc Center, they've got those really cool things for the treadmills where you got the video, like you're going through Tuscany or whatever. But like I said, when you get out on a day like this, you can do like twice as much.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
That's,
and you know what you realize? How much it's mental. It's not physical. Yeah. But when you want to quit.
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that the truth?
Yep, it is. Yeah. Thank you guys for everything.
No, yeah, thanks for what you guys are doing.
Do you stick around? Or you got to go to work?
I got to go to work.
Oh,
all right.
Man, Mark, have a nice weekend, Mark. Medicine. Hey, get us some swag from the dress.
Just enjoy your Mother's Day
free
weekend.
Stuff. Back of it. Special thanks to Mark Houston and Lisa Hale for joining us. Joining us right now, Avery Renrick, fourth and goal of summer football camp for kids. Avery, welcome. Local Green Bay fella and trying to, pay it forward a little bit. Maybe for some of the people that helped you become a football player and you're trying to do the same for young kids around here with a nonprofit. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys for having me.
This
appreciate
is awesome, you coming man. In. Johnny was saying,
oh, wait a minute. We got to do one more quick. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We always do this.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's a free ticket Friday. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Friday, May 16th, week from today, as the Brewers take on the Minnesota Twins. Here's how you win.
I don't have that.
Our keyword is run.
We had it.
Run.
We just did it.
I got it. John,
goodness
don't interrupt
sakes,
me.
Guys.
Okay. Our keyword
I'm gonna
is
drink after
our
this
key
show.
Is run. R-U-N, run. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword run to be entered into this statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is run. Text in now for your chance to win Brewers tickets.
Just take it. Go for it.
Your next chance to play is after 9 o'clock with Matineer on Air with Jane Matineer and Greg Bach. It's a free ticket Friday Mino and the Mayor for tickets to the Brewers-Twins game.
Run.
Week from
is
today.
Is this awesome?
Run.
That is a great giveaway. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, Avery.
No worries.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. You are putting on a camp for kids, 7 to 17. You brought in some, I mean, you're obviously a great player, but you're bringing in some talent.
Yeah. So we'll have Elton Jenkins out there. We're going to partner with him. Built a relationship with him over the last couple of years.
Good guy.
Yeah.
He awesome came guy. Out to Pulaski High School when we were doing our high school football against cancer type thing. And he came out there and boy, he was interacting with the people and the kids.
Cool. Those
are
awesome
really
people,
cool.
Aren't
up in Pulaski.
They?
Yeah. It was just awesome.
So this is a full day for these kids?
It'll be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Great.
So just a couple of hours. The last time we did it, it was a little bit longer and kids worn out, parents ready to go.
Oh, so. Yeah.
All right. And they're going to learn some skills. And
yeah. So we'll run them through some stations. We got like a speed and agility station. So I think we're going to have ETS, which is a local performance facility, come out. They're going to run like the warm-ups, run the kids through some agility and speed stuff. And then we're partnering with some like high school coaches and some other guys as well to come run like quarterback training,
nice.
Running back training, defensive back training, all of that stuff. So
okay,
we'll have them.
Before the next question, I'm just going to give people your website, right? Yep. Fourth N, like the letter N, goal.org.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's fourthandgoal.org. To do these things, and I don't know what you charge the kids, but sponsorships are critical when it comes to events like this.
Yeah,
and
they're huge.
And you are looking for some sponsorships. So let's talk about what a sponsor could get and what the benefit is to the kids.
Yeah, so we really appreciate any dollar amount. Obviously, like on our brochures and everything like that, we start with $1,000. We have people that'll donate $20, and that goes a long way.
Right.
So we charge the kids. It's all free. These annual camps are all free.
Oh, really? Free to all the kids. Oh, yep. That's cool. Very
and we try
cool.
to get them a meal, a gear bag with a camp shirt. It'll have the sponsors on the back, so that's one of the benefits for the sponsors. Their logo will go on the back of the shirt. We'll have them on our website as one of our teammates. And then they'll be posted like on our flyers and across social media and everything like that in regards to the camp.
Awesome. And this takes place in Green Bay.
Yep. It'll be in Green Bay.
It's going to be one of the high schools, east or west. You're just defining that right now.
Yep.
Is this for boys and girls? Or is this
yep.
a boy? Really?
That's boys cool. and girls. Yep.
Well, it that's should awesome. Be because I'll tell you what, girls playing football right now
is huge.
Is huge.
I'm glad to hear that.
Like Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's
huge.
Cool. Good. Good.
Got a text here. Based on today's show, perhaps we should change the slogan to "Mind of the Mayor, ranting, raving, and off the rails."
Okay,
Nancy. Okay.
I think she's on to something.
Yeah, you're on to something. I got to ask you this. So where does the passion come? We ask every person that comes in here, where does the passion come from? Who sparked this for you?
Yeah, so really for me, it was during COVID.
Okay.
In the house, didn't have really much going on, obviously, quarantine and everything. And I was kind of going through, like, what brought me passion in life? And I found a common thread throughout everything was helping other people. I love sports. And then I was doing research online, found a bunch of articles from ESPN and New York Times about the amount of kids that can't afford to play sports and how that's right. impacting mm-hmm. the future generations and everything. So that
and
hit
that
home
is
to me.
No joke, man.
Yeah, it's yep. expensive. And even here in Green Bay, there's a lot of kids that are unfortunately, you know, homeless or they're, you know, underprivileged. So just being able to give back to them, you know, the impact of sports was big for me growing up, coming from a single mother household myself. I know what it can be to not be able to play at times, but then fortunately for me, when I got to Ashwaubenon and in middle school and everything, it was a little bit cheaper because the participation fees weren't as high and a lot of the equipment was provided outside of cleats. So being able to help kids and bridge that gap there and be that pathway, I guess you could say, to get to play the sport that they love, whether it's football, basketball, soccer, baseball, tennis, whatever the case might be, we're here to help them do that and chase their dreams.
And, you know, I think it was really cool when you were talking about the different things. I would have loved to have something like this when I was a kid where you get to do the kind of drills that they do at like a combine or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of compare yourself, how you do versus.
I mean, I think
that's awesome.
Mino, we could probably send you to this and see how you do on the drills.
Come on out.
You know what? You have a category for really old guys with artificial hips.
Get Mark Houston back spur. Here.
Got Avery. A quick thing here. I've heard of Fourth and Goal and the camp, but what are some of the other work your nonprofit does?
Yeah, so we help with really the main goal of it is to help kids that can't afford to play sports. So if there's we have a request assistance form on our website. It's pretty straightforward, not asking any like intrusive questions or anything like that. They fill it out. We just want to make sure that those people that are filling it out are in fact in need. And they if they request, you know, football cleats or their registration fees covered, if they're playing some kind of program or basketball shoes or a baseball glove, whatever the case might be, we'll get it ordered for them. Or I've been taking the kids right to Dick's and helping them pick their stuff out.
Wow.
And cool. They'll do it there. So
very cool.
Avery, the other thing I think people are listening, I mean, you teach them the X's and O's, but you also teach them about teamwork and some leadership skills. And I just talk about that. I think that's so important. And I think because of COVID, we've missed some of that.
Yeah, of course. That's the biggest thing sports provides, you know, not outside of the athletic stuff and staying active. It's about teamwork. It's about working together to accomplish a goal. And then you get the respect out of it. You're respecting your teammates. You're respecting the other team. You're respecting your coaches, leadership. If, you know, depending upon your position, everybody's a leader on the field. If you speak up and you can gain that leadership role on your team.
That's awesome.
And then we have speakers that'll come out. So obviously this year, Elton, he'll probably talk to the players. He came out our first year as well. And then we've gotten people from St. Norbert College that has come out. I'm a local barber from Stars, came out and spoke to the kids. So just really showing the kids that even if you can't make it in sports, there's other career opportunities to be successful in life where you can, you know, gain these roles in these positions.
Transfer those skills to so many other things.
Exactly.
Home.
Yep.
Business. But I mean, it just is. There's sports is so much more than the athletic part of it.
Yep.
And that's why so you're glad you're teaching that.
Absolutely. You mentioned about just a single family home. Your mom, you know, you didn't have that dad come home from work and throw the football around with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids, I think maybe sometimes when you I'm not trying to get overly, you know, whatever, but, you know, sometimes when you don't have that and you look at other places for a little bit of that guy to throw the football around with, or whatever, seems like you're trying to help those types of kids a bunch to have that guy that'll throw the ball around with you or do some drills and things like that.
Yep.
Does that come from the heart yourself a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like you said, it was, you know, didn't have anybody there to throw the football. My brother, my older brother, he would do it a little bit, but he's not into sports at all. So for me, it was just watching it on TV, throwing it with my little brother. He's not into sports either. So it was like, where do I find that? And when I got to high school and middle school, I was starting able to play. But like you said, a lot of the kids, you know, they look for, you know, a role model in the mm-hmm. community. And sometimes it's not great. It's
that's what I'm saying too. Then all of a sudden, when you don't have that, maybe it slides into that other guy right. in the neighborhood who's, you know, Avery Renrick, fourth and goal summer football camp for kids.
And I think Avery, some people may not know what a need we have for this in this community. I mean, like mm-hmm. I could work in that field a little bit. And there are kids that are missing a pretty cool part of life that we kind of took for granted. And that's why these sponsors can really help get these kids engaged with other friends, which is really important.
Yep.
Some leadership skills. And I mean, to be with a Packer player, I'm sure they're excited to be there.
Yeah, ecstatic. A lot of the kids love that. The sponsors are a huge part of it, like you said. And you can not only sponsor, you know, the camp, but you can also sponsor an athlete. So we have those options on our site
cool.
where you can, you know, send us $50 and that sponsors an athlete to attend one of our camps.
Nice.
Or, you know, if you want to send $150, that's kind of like our threshold there to get a kid in the game, we call it. So that gets them like the shoes or the necessary equipment and cover their fees. Mm-hmm. So there's different sponsorship options and routes and packages that we have, built out there.
And we can see all that stuff. Just go into fourthandgold.org.
Yep. It's all on the website.
All right, cool.
And then we have a donation portal as well.
Right.
Where they
can
got donate. A quick text here. What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers from Kathy?
Anybody that wants to come out and help, we're more than happy to help them. Or not help them, but have them out there with us to help. So volunteers are great. You can reach us right on fourthandgold.org. Or my email is avery@fourthandgold.org. So you can email me directly. And more than happy to help people set up, do the registration.
Right.
Out there with the kids.
I got to think there's a whole lot of back structure that goes into putting together something like this.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The money's important, but boy, you have to have the volunteers. When they talk about time, treasure, and talent, you know, to give your time is, sometimes that's even worth
more.
But it is, it's very important. Yeah. I mean, I deal with that now. We just have, the summer, it's kind of tough to get volunteers sometimes because people are busy, they do other things. So that would be great if she could get on your website.
That'd be fantastic,
volunteer.
Yeah.
Because I know you need that.
Who are some of the people back in your youth that, you know, really helped you get to where you are today?
Because
you don't go as far back as the days of Coach Golomsky, do you?
No.
At Ashwaubenon?
No, okay. I don't. Okay. The main coach there was the varsity coach was Jonas.
Mark Jonas.
Yep. So
now the head coach at Oconto Falls, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for me, the main thing was I probably would put it to my older brother. Just kind of building the structure. In terms of the game of football, it was different. But he was in the Navy for a little bit.
Okay.
So kind of having that structure there. Obviously, he had his own life and career and stuff, so he wasn't around a whole lot. But that was kind of like the father figure for me in building that structure in my life and kind of.
And that's so important, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is. It's
so
huge.
Important.
So what are you doing now? I mean, you seem like you really got it together. This is your full-time? Or?
No, so I have a full-time job here in Green Bay. I work for a marketing company. I'm trying to step away from that eventually if I can, and God willing. But, yeah, this is something that I do.
Wow.
You know, try to do it full-time. I got the clothing line as well. So
right.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so the clothing line I started, that was the original thing 5 years ago called Fourth and Long. So fourthandlong.com, 20% of the proceeds go to Fourth and Goal to help the kids that can't afford to play sports. So that was the original thing. Started with 12 shirts, kind of sold it to friends and family, and kind of snowballed from there. All the clothes are, you know, good quality cotton. We print them right here in Green Bay, order the stuff online, and then bring it to a local print shop, Tundra Apparel and Promotions, and they print it. And we try to make it affordable so that way everybody can wear it. But it's, you know, about chasing your dreams, backs against the wall. A lot of these kids are in that same situation where their back's against the wall and trying to find that way out.
And, you know, I would assume sometimes just for these kids to know that people care. You know, people, hey, we're here. We care.
Yeah,
there's somebody here, you know, who will put in some time and sweat and equity to help you kids.
Yep.
I think that means a lot to kids, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's a big thing, is being able to have somebody to look to know that they care, where it's, you're not just out here running in the streets and stuff and nobody cares about you. A lot of the kids like to know that somebody cares. There's some accountability there. And even though kids probably won't say it, they like structure. I think a lot of kids like structure, to have, like, I'm coming home, I have a meal. My parents are requiring me, or this person's requiring me to do my homework. This is my bedtime.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps.
That's awesome.
Avery, stick around.
Doing a good job, Avery.
Avery Renrick, 4th and Goal, summer football camp for kids, but a whole lot more than just that one football camp.
Yep.
And not to try to diminish it, but I'm just saying it's, you got a whole passion for this thing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about this and how we can help you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, one final time this morning, your chance to text to win a free ticket Friday. Chance to see the Brewers on Friday, May 16th as they take on Minnesota. The keyword this hour is run, R-U-N, run. You download the Civic Media app in the App Store, wherever you get your app. Lower right-hand corner at the WISS or WGBW page, text in the word run right now for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Your next chance to play coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt and Air on air. That's Jane and Greg again. Free ticket Friday. The word is run. Once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're with a very impressive young man here, Avery Renrick. 4th and Goal, the summer football camp for kids. I like your mission statement here. 4th and Goal is dedicated to empowering children from under-resourced communities by eliminating financial barriers to sports participation and covering registration fees and equipment costs, helping children in need access the transformative benefits of sports. I can't, you know, we got a good friend here, Naomi Mose, who runs the Art Garage, and she kind of tries to do for the arts what you're doing for sports, which is really great, because I think, I can't think of anything more heartbreaking than some young kid who wants to be involved either in sports or art or whatever, and they don't have like the registration fees or the equipment or the whatever. And I love it that people like yourself and Naomi and so many others in these communities say, hey, let me step in here and contribute, be a little bit of a facilitator. I think that's really cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's there's always got to be somebody, I think, out there that's willing to help, be a resource. You know, unfortunately, there's kids that just can't afford things, or even adults in specific entities that can't afford things, or can't, you know, bridge that gap, essentially. So,
but I think that's two things that you're doing, though. I mean, if you sponsor a kid, or you put $1,000 into this kid's got something to do, he's going to learn some leadership skills. But the other is, you may be saving him from going down the wrong track too. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of easy to do in certain areas. So I really, you're two great things you're doing there. I mean, educating the kid's going to have fun. He's looking forward to it. He's got new equipment. Mm-hmm. Feels like he's part of the team. But the other thing is that I can do this. I don't have to do what I was thinking.
And you might find that one person, that man, woman, whatever it is, who provides that spark. You know, sometimes you never know who you're going to connect with.
Right.
Yep. And they have that opportunity to connect with that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. Yeah. I mean, you even hear professional athletes, when they make it, they say, if it wasn't for sports, I don't know where I would be.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of
musicians,
kids,
when they come on, many of them.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, is like, they, you know, you don't give them that pathway. If they feel like that pathway is closed off, they're going because they think that somebody else.
They bounce off in some other direction, and who knows where that takes them.
Yeah, that's successful, yeah.
Then when we talk about the volunteers as well, I mean, they get a lot out of it as well. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people are like, I got to go do this. And at the end of the program or the event, they're like, that was like awesome. I'm really glad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, we got to encourage people to, you know, participate as well. So,
yeah, come on out. I mean, all the people that have helped us in the past have loved it, just being able to see the kids, participate with the kids, you know, see the energy that they bring. And
I just want to compliment you again for opening it up to both. I think back in the day, this was just more for boys. And I think that the fact that the girls are doing this and having fun, and it's unbelievable how good and athletic they are.
Yeah.
This is before you were on, but I coached sixth grade flag football for the Y.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was the best player on the team. I'm not kidding. She was so fast and mm-hmm. just not afraid of anything. But yeah, that's cool that they got that opportunity. And to play with boys is good.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Bringing it all together.
Right.
And I think, I mean, we've had a girl that's came out for the last, I think, two or three camps, probably come out to this one as well. I think I saw them sign up. And she's out there, the hardest worker,
they are.
Putting the work in and yeah, just having fun.
Go on.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love it. And like we said, women's flag football is getting huge. It's getting worldwide.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. I'll tell you what, again, though, if you're going to dedicate your life to young athletes and young people like that, you're going to be changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Because mm-hmm. like you said, you've got somebody in your background who did it. We have so many athletes and different musicians mm-hmm. that come in, and there's some person that provided that spark. Outside mm-hmm. of their house. You know, sometimes in the
teacher,
home, it's like, mm-hmm. just got to put bread on the table, you know.
Yeah.
But with that other person that could say, hey, you got a certain talent.
Yeah.
Take that and run with it.
And as great as parents are and as hard as they try, sometimes if they hear it from somebody like you that's
exactly.
an outsider, they're like, I can do this.
It's right.
Like, and then the parents are like, well, I've been telling you that, you know, but, you know, now that Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so said
exactly.
that, I really can do this. It's, and right, that's what we need. That's what kids need. We're all like that. I'm not. Take
yeah.
it anyway. Kids just need to hear it more than once. So yeah,
yep.
that's awesome you're doing that. And I think you're helping this community. Maybe not, you don't see it today, but down the road, this is good stuff.
For sure. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. How can we help and give yourself another plug, how people can find you the information?
Yeah, so fourthandgold.org is the link to the nonprofit here. You can sign up for the camp right there. That's where you can sponsor, reach out to us directly, avery@fourthandgold.org. Or right through the website, through the contact us for information if you want to volunteer, sponsor, anything like that. And then fourthandlong.com is a clothing brand. You can come out, support that as well.
Great.
And the proceeds go to the nonprofit.
And this event's May 31st, kids from 7 to 17. That's awesome.
Yep, May 31st, 7 to 17. It'll be here in Green Bay.
Right.
Like I said, one of the schools, either east or west,
right.
will have it at, I'm leaning more likely west, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Perfect.
Parents are welcome to come out. Watch your kids, have fun.
Right.
And still hoping to find a food and water sponsor, is that right?
No, food and water is covered.
Oh, it is covered.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were, okay, I'm sorry.
We'll have a gear bag for the kids, water bottle, t-shirt, and then like a drawstring bag.
That's a little swag bag.
Yeah, sponsors awesome. Will be on the shirts, on our website. They'll be announced as our teammate, and then on the on social media as well, all over social media.
Outstanding. If there's anybody out there listening that has a company or wants to donate themselves, please even contact us, and we'll put you right in contact here with Avery. Right, Todd?
You bet. Absolutely.
Right. So
keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
We need
I appreciate
people like
you guys.
You. All right.
You bet. You're the kind of people that can make a difference this world. You know, us old guys, we're past our prime.
You guys can do it too.
Did you guys ever make a difference in the world? Either one of you? Just, I mean.
Positive or negative?
We impact.
We can talk. We can talk.
We've influenced.
Yes.
We can talk
about that. So, Avery, once again, keep it up. Please keep in touch with us. We'd like to follow this all the way through and help out you guys any way we can.
I definitely will. I'll send some pictures and videos.
Yes. Awesome.
Have a cameraman out there. We'll send the video in.
Love it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
And did you play football at St. Norbert?
I did not at St. Norbert.
Okay.
Just at Ashwaubenon.
That's
freshman
awesome.
Year. Got hurt.
Oh.
Decided to step away. I was like, this is too much on the body. I'll find another way to be in.
But you still want to still contribute.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Guy got a 4.0. That's where he spent.
You got a 4.0?
not that high. 3.9.
There you go. All right.
I was a 2.7.
That one class.
What'd you get in the ACT?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, okay, I got a 23. He got an 18.
That is so not true. I got 24.
Back at this. You need love now,
just as bad as I do. The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.